Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. And again, today we're going to continue talking about our featured novel, 13 Reasons Why. And the title of our article is 13 Reasons Why A Girl Decides to End It All, which means to do yourself in, to commit suicide, to end your life, etc. And we hear about suicide all the time. Hopefully, we're not giving you any ideas. There are people you can talk to, hopefully, if you're having problems with school or work or boyfriends or whatever. But in any case, this is a book all about a girl by the name of Hannah Baker, who recently committed suicide. We found out that I guess there are a couple of endings to this book, one where she does commit suicide, and there's another one in which she survives.
Yeah.
Maybe she attempts suicide, maybe takes a bunch of sleeping pills and is found in time. I didn't actually read the story, or I haven't seen the TV series either, but I understand both the book and the TV series are quite popular.
Yeah, they really are. And I suggest you guys check out Netflix here in Taiwan, see if it's one of our choices. And if it's not now, sometimes they add new programs. You know, every month I get a message from Netflix saying they've added new movies and new TV shows. So maybe it'll come here too. But it's a really great book for you kids to read. There are a lot of good terms in here. And also, it gives you an idea of what's going on in other teens' lives around the world. These kids probably are from, I would say California, if I'm going to guess. They sound like Californian kids.
Yeah, they do. Yes, indeed. But in any case, we talked about the author last time. We didn't really say too much about him other than that he's from California and that he went to school because he wanted to become an elementary school teacher, but he dropped out to work on his writing full time. And the rest of us have benefited as a result. His novels have been published and he's made lots of money. So I guess he made the right decision there. Let's talk about some of the themes and ideas in our featured work now in today's lesson. So let's read it from top to bottom.
"13 Reasons Why" principally deals with the havoc that gossip and rumors can wreak on people's lives. Gossip and rumors dominate Hannah's reasons for committing suicide, and throughout the tapes, she details the influence they have had on her. For instance, when Justin Foley lies about his kiss with Hannah, the rumor spreads and is soon accepted as fact, changing Hannah's reputation at the school for good. During the adolescent years, the way a person is viewed and treated by the public can have an enormous impact on a teenager's psyche. By focusing on the negative effects gossip and rumors can have so heavily in the novel, Asher is encouraging his readers to think twice before spreading negative stories themselves. The connection between guilt and blame is also an important theme in the book. Hannah makes these tapes in large part to blame other people for her suicide. She wants these people to hear the recordings and feel guilty. The intention of revenge is deliberate, and Hannah admits it frankly, but she also wants her suicide note to be cautionary. She hopes these tapes can make them reconsider their behavior, so no one will go through what she had to ever again. Death is another subject that is constantly present in the novel. As Clay listens to the tapes, he is going on a journey with Hannah from life to death. The tapes begin with early thoughts of suicide that lead all the way up to her untimely death. The experience changes Clay's perspective on life, as he feels he should have done more to help Hannah. And he seems to realize that he can do more to assist people around him who are suffering from depression.
Let us now talk about the contents of today's lesson. 13 Reasons Why is our featured novel. So this particular book, 13 Reasons Why, principally deals with the havoc that gossip and rumors can wreak on people's lives. So principally here just means mainly. It mainly deals with this particular problem. It maybe deals about other things or deals with other things, but this is the main theme of the novel. It mainly mainly deals with this havoc. It principally deals with the havoc that gossip and rumors can wreak on people's lives. Mm-hmm. And I should talk about this word havoc here. Havoc is just a real terrible situation. It's chaos. It's disorder. And this is also oftentimes used in the phrase to wreak havoc on something. So we've kind of spread this around this sentence here. To wreak havoc on means to cause a lot of trouble to a certain situation or a certain area. I could say the typhoon wreaked havoc on the residents of Elon County, for example. Sometimes typhoons go through there and it floods because of the heavy rain. It might wreak havoc on the people there. So in any case, we're dealing with the havoc or the trouble that gossip and rumors can wreak on people's lives. Gossip, I think we talked about that before. It's similar to rumors, but gossip is just like information. Lots of people, especially girls, exchange gossip all the time when they're sending notes to each other. They're exchanging gossip. Did you hear about such and such? I can't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing there. That's gossip. Could be some school gossip or company gossip. Also, rumors. Rumors is similar. We talked about that before, but that's like information that is not confirmed.
Yeah. A lot of people, even at work, will stand around, especially on Monday morning, and gossip for a while. So these sorts of rumors can wreak havoc on people's lives. So gossip and rumors dominate Hannah's reasons for committing suicide. Those are the primary reasons why she committed suicide. If something dominates something, it just means it has a very important power, probably the strongest power than anything else. So it's stronger than maybe the sexual assault she had, whatever. They were really primary in her mind as a reason why she needed to leave this life. And throughout the tapes, she details the influence they have had on her. You can also use dominate to talk about sports a lot. You'll hear dominate. Oh, he dominated the court. Or this player, he's a dominating pitcher. You know, he pitches very, he's fast. He's very accurate. No one can get a hit off him. So if you're really powerful and strong in whatever field you're practicing in, you're probably dominating the industry.
Right. So these control her reasons. They're the main reasons why she commits suicide because of these gossip and rumors. You might think they're harmless, but they can actually do damage to people who are sensitive about those things. So be careful about gossip and rumors. As we mentioned, the kiss that turned into a rumor about them actually having sex, and she probably got called all sorts of nasty names because of that. We're not going to teach you what those names are, but they can be quite cruel, quite mean. And so those are some of the reasons. And she talks about those all throughout those cassette tapes. Remember, there were seven of those cassette tapes that showed up on, what was it, Clay's doorstep there.
Yeah.
And he was listening to them. And she details the influence they have had on her. So she talks about those things in the tapes, why all that gossip and those rumors have influenced her, how they made her feel, how they caused her to do this terrible thing to commit suicide.
Well, for instance, we've got Justin Foley when he lies about his kiss with Hannah, and the rumor spreads and is soon accepted as fact. He's a jerk. Now, that changes Hannah's reputation at the school for good. If something happens for good, it just changes forever. It's permanent. So your reputation is how people see you, how they perceive you, what they think about you. It's not what you tell them you are. It's how they think you are. So your reputation is everything. So once your reputation is damaged, it's hard to get it back.
Yeah, and that's probably really hard nowadays because if somebody puts a picture on Facebook or something and makes you look bad, you can't take it back. It's out there forever. It's out there for good. The only thing you can do is move to another town or maybe change your identity. Who knows? But in any case, during the adolescent years, the way a person is viewed and treated by the public can have an enormous impact on a teenager's psyche. Adolescent years, you could also say your adolescence. Adolescent just refers to a young person who is in the process of changing from a child into an adult. And again, I said adolescence. Adolescence is the noun there. So during your adolescence, for example, if you're a guy, if you're a boy, for example, we're talking high high before, but then your voice gets really low. And then you grow hair on your face, you need to shave, and girls change as well. They're starting to have their menstrual cycle and all those sort of things. Those things happen during adolescence. And, well, during that time, of course, you're trying to figure out who you are in life. So the way people look at you, how they view you, and how you're treated by the public, it can have a really big and enormous impact on your psyche. Enormous is really big. Impact is influence, especially if it's a sudden influence, a big influence. And your psyche is basically your psychological makeup, how you feel about yourself, your mental state of mind.
Yeah, your soul, your human spirit. So by focusing on the negative effects gossip and rumors can have so heavily in the novel, why is the author doing that? Well, he's encouraging his readers to stop and think twice before spreading negative stories themselves. So he's hoping that that will be the result of focusing so heavily on the gossip and rumors. Now, in the next paragraph, it says the connection between guilt and blame is also an important theme in the book. If you feel guilt or you feel guilty, guilt is a noun, guilty is an adjective. It means you feel like you've done something wrong and you feel bad about it. Oh, you're guilty. I feel guilty. If you didn't do anything wrong, there's no reason to feel guilty or to have any guilt. And blame, if you blame somebody, it means somebody is saying you're the reason something happened. You're the cause. So guilt and blame are also important in this book because Hannah uses both of them.
We should say that guilt itself is a noun only, and blame here can be both a noun and a verb. Blame is when you are responsible for something. I'll take the blame. I'll take the responsibility. But also blame can be a verb. Hey, why are you blaming me? I had nothing to do with it. It's not my fault. Leave me alone. So we've got this connection or this relationship between guilt and blame. It's an important theme or idea in this particular book, and we'll continue talking about this idea in just a couple of seconds, but right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest, 我是 Trevor。今天我们要阅读的文章是文学单元的第三天课程。在今天的文章中，我们将会读到小说作者 Asher 想要探讨的议题。文章的第一段提到Asher 要提醒读者 gossip 和 rumor 会对人们造成很大的杀伤力。我们看到这一段的第一句 13 Reasons Why Principally Deals with the Havoc that Gossip and Rumors Can Wreak on People's Lives。 汉娜的遗言主要处理谣言与流言能够对人命造成的严重破坏。名词 havoc 有大破坏、大毁坏的意思，所以片语 wreak havoc on something就是指带给什么什么重大的破坏。例如 Global warming has wreaked havoc on many species habitats. 全球暖化对许多物种的栖息地造成巨大的破坏。我们接着看第一段的倒数第二句。During the adolescent years, the way a person is viewed and treated by the public can have an enormous impact on a teenager's psyche. 在青春期期间，一名青少年被公众看待与对待的方式会对他的心灵有巨大的影响。The way 后面直接接一个完整的句子，或是 the way 后面接 in which 或 that 再接一个完整的句子，用来表示做什么什么的方法或方式。此时就相当于 how 接一个完整的句子。例如 We admired the way our manager dealt with the financial crisis.我们钦佩我们的经理处理财务危机的方式。另外，例句中使用了一个片语 have an impact on somebody or something， 意思是指对某人或某事物造成影响。也可以用 have an effect 或者是 influence on somebody or something。例如 ，the way parents educate their children will have a profound effect on their children's personality。父母教育孩子的方式会对孩子的人格有巨大的影响。文章的第二段提到 Asher 所要探讨的另一个主题就是 guilt 和 blame。 我们看到这一段的第一句 The connection between guilt and blame is also an important theme in the book。 罪恶感与怪罪之间的关联也是书中一项重要的主题。名词 guilt 有内疚、罪性的意思。A sense of guilt 就是指内疚感。Guilt 的形容词为 guilty, G-U-I-L-T-Y, 有内疚的、有罪的意思。使用时要注意介系词的搭配。Be guilty about 是指对什么什么感到内疚。Be guilty of 则是指犯了什么什么的罪。例如 ,Susan still feels guilty about her rude remarks on Mary's appearance. 苏珊仍然为其对玛丽外表的无理评论感到内疚。The politician was found guilty of taking bribes from a real estate company.这位政治人物被判向房地产公司收贿的罪行。另外，这个例句还有一个字 blame。blame 在这一句当名词用。在下一句 ,Hannah makes these tapes in large part to blame other people for her suicide, 则是当动词用。有责怪、归咎的意思。片语 blame somebody for something, 是指因某事而责怪某人。blame something on somebody,则是指将某事归咎于某人。例如 ,Mark blamed the failure on his partner. 马克将这次的失败归咎于他的伙伴。这句也可以改成 ,Mark blamed his partner for the failure.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Welcome back, guys. We're talking about the themes in the book, 13 Reasons Why. When we left off, we were talking about guilt and blame, how those are also important in the book. Hannah makes these tapes in large part, or primarily, you could say, or mainly, to blame other people for her suicide. That's interesting because she's not taking responsibility either for her actions. And sometimes you have to stand up and say, you know,I did it, and this is why. There are reasons why we do things, but you also have to take responsibility as well.
True. So, yeah, that's another idea that you need to take into consideration when you're talking about suicide. Who's to blame? You know, some people might just be too sensitive, or they needed to clear up the situation themselves or something like that. So, in any case, she's making these tapes in large part or mostly to blame other people. It's your fault. Because of you, I have to feel this way. So, you're at fault. You need to feel guilty.And you need to, remember that for the rest of your life. I hope it ruins your life or whatever. So, yes, I guess she's trying to get back at them in a way to have revenge on them. She wants these people to hear the recordings and feel guilty. So there's guilty as an adjective. That's the feeling. Oh, I feel so guilty about...accidentally running over that dog. I didn't want to, but I was just driving down the road and the dog jumped out, and I'm sure it was some kid's loving pet, and they're going to be really sad when they see their dog's crushed body on the sidewalk there. But I didn't mean to do it, but I still feel really guilty. And of course, she wants the people to feel guilty when they listen to the recordings. Oh, did I really say that to her and it made her feel that way? I feel so guilty.
Well, in the next sentence, we have a lot of new vocabulary words. We've got intention, revenge, and deliberate. So let's look at intention first. Intention is a noun, or you could say your intent. That's also a noun. That's kind of your aim, your goal, your plan, what you want to get done, what you hope to achieve, I could say. So the intention of revengeis deliberate. Revenge is getting back at someone who has hurt you. So you're trying to hurt them because they hurt you first. So her goal of getting back and hurting these other people is deliberate. She does it on purpose. You'll often use on purpose, you'll hear it all the time. We use it more than deliberate. It's more casual. So he did that on purpose, especially kids. Maybe my brother accidentally hit me, but I tell my mom, oh, he did it on purpose. He did it deliberately. His hit was deliberate. So it was consciously done. It was done with intention.
She meant to do it. That's right. So that's the intention of revenge. She intends to get revenge. It's deliberate. She does it on purpose.
Yeah.
But she admits it frankly. She says, yes, that's why I'm doing this. But also she wants her suicide note to be cautionary. Cautionary means it has to do with caution. It serves as a warning to other people. She wants other people to, I guess, to know what she knows now so that they can avoid the mistakes that she made or the problems she had to deal with, and maybe they can live happy lives and not have to consider suicide.
She hopes these tapes can make them reconsider their own behavior. So if you reconsider something, you think about it again. I've been reading some British novels lately, and they love this phrase, on second thoughts, and they put an S on it. Unlike Americans, we say, on second thought, I'm going to do this, but those Brits, they like to have lots of second thoughts.
Well, Brits are smarter, and they have more thoughts than we Americans.
That
we only have
true.
One thought, so yeah, on second
so
thought.
So when you reconsider, you're having second thoughts. You're actually going back and thinking about something, either as some sort of action you took or some sort of word you said. Here, she's making these tapes because she wants them to go back and think about their behavior, what they actually did. Your behavior is the way you act or you conduct yourself, especially the way you are towards others. Notice that we don't talk about our behaviors. Behavior here is non-count.
Exactly. So you might get out of prison early because of good behavior.
Yeah.
You were a good prisoner. You weren't causing trouble. So they let you out early to become an outstanding citizen of society. So, yes, indeed, these tapes may cause people to think things over and reconsider their ways, to reconsider their behavior. So no one will go through what she had to go through ever again. Mm. So people will be aware of these things that are going on. Be careful of what you say and how you treat people. And, hey, you might save a life in the process. Now, death is another subject that is constantly present in the novel. Of course, if you are talking about suicide, well, death is part of that.
Yeah.
If you commit suicide, you are going to be dead, and death is the state of being dead. So that's another subject. And if we talk about death, we're talking about the fact that we have to die someday, and we have to talk about the process. So what's it going to feel like? What happens after death? Is their life after death and stuff like that. So that's a subject that is constantly present in the novel. Constantly means it's always there continuously. It doesn't go away.
Well, one of the things that is going to always be talked about is how the kids feel after she's gone. So death always impacts those that are left behind because, you know, they have to go ahead and deal with it. Someone's gone that used to be there. So as Clay listens to the tapes, he's actually going on this journey with Hannah from life to death. So listening to her voice, it almost sounds like she's still there. She's still alive. And as they go through one incident, 1 through 13, ultimately he actually is going to go through her death with her as well. I wonder if she tapes her death. That's kind of...
That would be interesting.
I can't tell you because I haven't seen it or read it, but it would be interesting. The tapes begin with early thoughts of suicide that lead all the way to her untimely death. We use this word untimely, guys, when we talk about someone who just died way too young or too early, especially young people. I think all of their deaths are really untimely.
They died before their time, basically, when they weren't supposed to. Most of us are supposed to die when we're at the ripe old age of 85 or
90.
92
yeah.
or something like that. We're supposed to live full and complete lives. We're not supposed to suffer from tragedy and die so young, like when we're only in our 20s or something like that. So,
yeah.
Yes, indeed, she starts having these early thoughts in the first tapes, and then that goes on until it actually covers her death. I don't know if she presses the stop button when she does herself in, but I guess you'd have to watch the TV show or read the novel to find out if it was actually recorded. Mm-hmm. And the experience changes Clay's perspective on life, as he feels he should have done more to help Hannah. So it changes his perspective on life. Your perspective is your point of view, how you look at something, based on your personal experiences and your station in life, where you are, how old you are, what's your financial status. But it changes how he looks at life, how he feels about life, and he thinks that he should have done more to help Hannah. So I guess he feels a little guilty there.
Yeah.
Some people might think, it doesn't have anything to do with me. She was just a troubled person. She should have gone to talk to the counselor. She had plenty of chances to do that. I'm not going to feel guilty about that.
I'm going to guess that Clay actually liked her, you know, and was hoping maybe that they could be romantically involved. It would change my perspective if someone that close to me passed away or committed suicide. He feels like he should have done more, not only to help Hannah, but he feels like he should also be more aware of people around him. So he's going to start reaching out to assist people around him who he thinks are suffering from depression. There's a difference between being down for the day or having the blues and having depression, which is actually a clinical mental issue, guys, and you need help from a doctor, not just your best friend. So if you're suffering from depression long term, it's something that really is serious. You need to go and see a doctor about it. It can be very severe if it keeps going on and on.
Depression. Yeah. Also, the word depression is actually used in meteorology, I believe.
Yeah.
When we talk about whether there's a tropical depression, which means there's an area of low pressure, which could cause storms or rain or something like that. But in this particular case, we're talking about a state of extended sadness, which could come about through clinical reasons, a chemical imbalance in the brain or something, or because of some tragedy in one's life, or because you're being bullied and people are spreading rumors about you and ruining your social life.
Right. Words and actions matter. I think that's the bottom line. Right now, guys, we've got a few more minutes. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap this up.
文章的最后一段提到 ,Clay 在听了 Hannah 的录音带以后也开始自我反省，因此有了改变。我们看到这一段最后一句的前半部分。The experience changes Clay's perspective on life as he feels he should have done more to help Hannah. 这个经历改变了克莱对生命的看法，因为他觉得本来应该做更多来帮助汉娜。本句的 should have done 是用来表示本来应该做什么什么却没有的意思。过去助动词像是 should, might, could 加 have 再加 VPP用来表示与过去事实相反，也就是过去本来应该，或者是过去本来可以怎么样怎么样，却没有的意思。例如 ,John could have won the speech contest if he had practiced hard. 约翰本来可以赢得演讲比赛，如果他有认真练习的话。以上就是今天的课程，我们下次再会。
That's it for today. We've been really happy to have you with us today, and hopefully you might get something out of this book should you choose to read it. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.